This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are, time-wise, 7 after the hour. Our point in the week when the people that are part of the Good Day program step aside from the normal rigor, the focus on important, serious issues of the day, to the real stories. This is a time for all of us who are on the program, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and I, to work through the top 10 stories, according to Talkers Magazine, the charts for the week of May 23rd to the 27th, the top 10 items that seem to have occupied a lot of space and time on the more popular news talk radio issue-oriented programs, and the people who are being discussed as well. So why don't I go through that list first, and then we'll pick some of these things out that seem to be poignant and important in terms of the stories at number 10. Richie, did we retire the big voice announcer?
We did. Jennifer took it over for a little while. I mean, I still have him. It's just a little bit passe, you know. Number 10.
Number 10.
You think it sounds old?
Yeah.
Number 10. Well, but Victoria, I don't think you've ever heard the big voice announcer.
Hold on one second. Let's go through them for her. Yeah, number 8. My favorite.
I know what comes next.
Wait a minute. Why don't we do it in accordance with those actual stories?
Here's Doug's favorite, actually. He loves
four. I like four's my favorite. Yeah. Yeah.
That's very specific.
All right, let's finish this off. Number. All right, you're done with the big voice announcer.
All right, so number one, we could do these backwards as well. The presidential race. I'm very disappointed that it seems Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are not going to debate. There seems to be good reason on both sides, probably, for not doing it, because although maybe Bernie Sanders is the only one who has anything to gain out of doing
it. Him.
True.
Yeah, would be good for him.
Trump can only lose.
Yeah. Really, you think?
Yeah.
Trump was so funny, you know, in true style. He said, yeah, I'll debate you. But then his people were like, you don't have to do that, Donald. You're right. Already the nominee. Why would you do that? All you're doing is opening yourself up for mistakes. And worse yet, you want to woo Bernie Sanders supporters. If he starts firing at you and you give him a Trumpism, then you're going to alienate the people you want to bring in.
It's a lose for Trump.
What's an example of a Trumpism?
Little Marco, you know, a Lion Ted, you know, one of those.
Little Marco. But Little Marco was little.
So yeah, was, but now Little Marco is in Trump's corner again, so they made up. It was okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that. When did that happen?
Oh, yeah.
It happened yesterday. Well,
Marco Rubio said he was going to support Donald Trump?
He's going to go to the convention, and he's going to release all of his delegates to Donald Trump.
Really? Is that how he gets over 1237? Really?
No. He got those all on his own. Those were some unbound delegates that pledged support to Donald.
So do we expect that if you're a loser, you vote for Cruz, or is he going to send his delegates in to vote for
Trump? We don't know. I mean, Kasich and Cruz are using them for power at the convention. I don't know what kind of power you can get when he's already hit the marker and actually passed it at 1238.
There still should be some shenanigans going on with the first ballot and the second ballot.
Oh,
no, Richie. In politics, shenanigans? Come on. What are you even smoking?
It's Trump.
Trump. Okay. So we have that. Now, just as an aside, as the president visits Hiroshima this weekend, and who knows what he's going to talk about with regard to how bad we were for blowing the place up, but he was asked in the press conference that I heard earlier about the candidacy. He's talking more and more. Every place he goes, the reporters are asking, well, what about Trump and what about Hillary Clinton and what about this and what about that? Here's a president who has failed miserably at pretty much everything he's tried to do, in my opinion. And he's...
That's not true.
It is in my mind. It may not be in yours, but I find him to be pretty much an ultimate... a ghastly horror show in terms of the presidency. I just find him to be anathema. There's nothing that he's... I sort of at the beginning, Richie would tell you, I want to give him a chance because I thought that he really was about hope and change, and that's what we all sort of wanted. I didn't vote for him, but I didn't... there was no denigration of him and his ideas. It's just that he had some ideas and still does that I don't share, so I didn't vote for him. But I certainly wished him well. And for pretty much the first year, until what I believe to have been his true colors came out, you got a lot of, you know, from that point on, a lot of nothing. There may be, you know, actually, Victoria, to give the due that is necessary, everybody does good things, everybody does bad things. I just believe the more bad has come out of this administration than good. And you can say, well, what productive? Why would you say that's not very positive? I just find
we're a
the
very
tone
divided he, country, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think he split the country up badly. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's helpful.
Class envy,
and he continues to do that.
Yeah.
He continues to do that in his conversation about Trump and voting for Hillary Clinton and stuff. He's not a uniter. I remember Bush, who wasn't either, but he used to say, "I'm the uniter. I'm the decider." You know, all of that nonsense.
All right.
And he was a horror show too. So can we find somebody good in this bunch that is actually going to do something that they say or more good than bad?
I don't think Trump or Hillary is your uniter.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I find Trump to be so much more divisive than Obama. I mean, it's...
Really? Well, that's just your point of view.
Yes,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a different point of view on this. What I find
says your copy of my pay stub when I get it next week and look at my insurance column.
but you know what, Richie? It hasn't been the economy, stupid, this time around. I don't get that people are that concerned about the economy. I think it's just government in general.
Well,
that's the real focus.
Ask the middle class that they're worried about the economy.
Well,
or lack thereof.
This is what I believe will win the election for Donald Trump, and that is that he has, in a very smart way, gone after blue-collar people. He's made the economy his issue. He's gone after the middle class, and he's talked about creating jobs instead of making it more difficult for business to operate in the country. I think people believe that Donald Trump will make it easier for people to operate.
I'm going to relay something, a conversation I had with a business person earlier this week, a big real estate guy in my area who came from Lewiston, Maine. He came down here to go to work, but he grew up in Maine. His father had a business in Lewiston, and his family still has a business in Lewiston. And they can't find help. Yet, he tells me that the city of Lewiston has been overrun by Somalis. There are thousands of Somalis who have gone to Brewer and Augusta, Maine to live. They come into the area and they immediately go on welfare. They know how the system works. They are not making themselves there. The employers up there are looking for people because a lot of folks don't like Maine. It's cold in winter. I don't like it. I don't find much appealing.
It's cold in the summer.
Yeah.
Good luck getting in the water.
So these Somalis, thousands of them, for whatever the reason, have found that Lewiston is a great place to go, in Auburn, that area. So, but the welfare rolls have increased exponentially as these people have moved in.
Because
it's so easy. Of course it does.
Not about
but why has it gotten so bad in the last 8 years? Why is it that we feel like we've got to be giving things away to people who come here just to suck off of the public teat? To use a milking analogy. What did you start to say, Jen?
It's not, you know, so often people say, well, you don't want to help people. People need a hand up, not a hand out.
Yes.
And people that should be treated first.
Yes.
Yeah, short term. People that should be treated first should be American citizens. The fact that people know how to come here and game the system.
Rip us off. Right.
It's got to stop. I mean, if that makes me heartless, okay, I don't find that to be a
heartless
statement.
It's practical.
It's practical. I mean, you can't just keep handing
people. You can't go anywhere else in the world and do
this. My wife works for the county.
Not going to sustain itself.
Here in Virginia, helping the local Spanish community that can't speak English, helping their kids. She's a liaison for the schools. And the amount of help that we give to people who aren't citizens, it amazes me. It really does.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's over the top. Foolishness.
Yeah.
All right, 15 past the hour. This is the countdown version of Good Day, or the Good Day version of the countdown. We're talking about the issues of the week on News Talk Radio here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A recent survey from Smithfield shows 89% think grilling is a great American pastime. Since peak grilling season starts off on Memorial Day, now's your chance to put your skills to test in the first ever Smithfield Hog Wild Throwdown. Tuffy Stone, award-winning pitmaster and founder of the barbecue team Cool Smoke, says it all starts with the right ingredients.
The secret to making this your best grilling season is to make sure you're using premium cuts of fresh pork. One of my favorites is Smithfield Extra Tender back ribs because they're hand trimmed and juicy. So all I need to do is add some of my favorite rub and they're good to go.
Stone and fellow award winning pitmaster Mo Kaysen are asking you to grill, vote, or play for your chance to win a Ford F-150 this grilling season.
If you love barbecue like we do, we want you to submit your favorite fresh pork grilling recipe using tenderloins, ribs, chops, or shoulders. Pork is great because there's so much you can do with it. We can't wait to see the recipes roll in.
Learn more at Smithfield Throwdown.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
The way to peace is through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In the war of words this election year, we must not lose sight of our commitment to peace in our time. How is that achieved? Empty rhetoric is not a strategy. It may appear noble, but in the end, there is only one thing an enemy respects, regards, and understands. That is strength. Fellow patriots, help us stop Washington from further gutting our military force. Congress votes on the National Defense Authorization Act this year. We ask you to stand up and speak out for a strong and economically efficient military force to defend the United States. Go to ncpa.org and sign the petition to provide for the common defense now and prevent more devastating cuts to our military funding. Support our troops and our nation's security. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
19 after the hour, Victoria, Jennifer, Rich, and Doug discussing the issues of the week. I find this is sort of a countdown extra. I was sort of jumping backwards, thinking about the 90s when Kenneth Starr went after Bill Clinton. And now Kenneth Starr has become, I don't say the victim, he was fired as the president of Baylor University this week because once again we have a university that, if you will, fumbled, pardon the pun, the handling of sexual assault allegations. The coach, the football coach, was fired as well. Apparently, the football players have been roaming around the campus doing whatever they want to do. Nobody's paying attention to them. There are hundreds of sexual assault accusations against football players, and they've all been pushed under the rug or ignored. I never like the na-na-na-na stuff, but he was so preachy. Granted, Clinton acted like a teenage guy out of control himself and did some pretty horrible things. But, you know, this guy was, there were so many judgmental people who had no business being judgmental because a lot of them were guilty of the same thing. It isn't with any degree of satisfaction that I feel good about Starr, but I think what goes around comes around kind of one way or another. 21 after the hour here on the countdown portion of Good Day.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
All right, 23 after the hour now. It's a good day program in our overview of what's going on. What did you just say, Victoria? You just come back to the party?
The doctor of what?
Yeah, never mind.
Love.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the stories of the week. So how many people are really worked up about number three this week of the accusations against China? That they're building more nuclear weaponry, and they have more submarines, and their planes are chasing our ships around, trying to intimidate us. Does anybody think this is anything other than a show?
China is the biggest threat to the United States.
How? What are they going to do?
They are stealing our secrets. They are manipulating our money, and they are backhandedly.
They have no. If they ruin us, they have no customers. They have no money. They have nothing. If they ruin us. So you don't think there's anybody there that's smart enough to think about that?
I think.
But if they can take our place, then they don't need us at all. They can kill us.
I think that's what they're thinking, is that if they keep growing their middle class, and they are able to create their own. I mean, look at Apple. Apple's over there. Look at Buick, or you know, everybody's over there trying to sell to China.
Here's the practical
reality.
So there's
people there with some money, and if they they can take that teeter totter and switch it to them.
Not anymore. They have an economic slide that's not been well reported here in America. It'll come out of the G7 meeting this weekend. I think more information. The average American makes $135 to $145 a week. I'm sorry, $130 to $140 a day. The average person in China doing the same work makes about $24, $25 a day. So as long as there is this disparity, and by the way, their prices are going up. Have you ever, I use this as a correlative because England is a place I've spent a lot of time. I don't know how the British do it. Life there is so expensive, and the pay in comparison to what we make for doing the same thing is paltry. University professors make half as much there as they do here, yet they can travel and they do all kinds of things. I don't know how they... As I said,
To travel to Rome from London is no big deal.
Yeah, but a lot of English people come to this country.
Yeah, once you're there, once you're in Europe, travel within Europe
easy.
Once you're already there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's
very cheap. Like day to state.
It's very cheap.
Even easier because they have a better train system.
But anyway, the point I'm making is that we all get worked up. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be concerned about the Chinese, especially the financial commitments that we've made to them. But I think we need to be more aware. That's part of the discussion that you hear from a lot of the people, the militarists, who want to see Trump as president, because he's going to get respect back again.
Well, and I certainly
be afraid
think
of us again.
He would handle their manipulation of the yen.
Yeah, differently.
Yeah. And he would definitely take care of that, because I think
he
understands
you
that.
Yen, Yennefer Horn.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, Yen.
Hey, Yennefer. All right. Yeah, just to review where we are. Oh, I didn't go through the people list yet either. On the list of people, because we have 10 stories that Talkers Magazine researches every week to find out what the top 10 stories are. On the top 10 people being discussed, Bill Cosby's at number 10, Elizabeth Warren number 9, Edward Nero 8, Debbie Wasserman Schultz number 7, Terry McAuliffe 6, Bernie Sanders 5, Bill Clinton 4, Hillary Clinton 3, Barack Obama 2, Donald Trump 1. Now, on that list, there's one. Well, maybe there are two, depending on how you look at Bill Clinton.
I think Barack Obama checks this list every week and gets mad because Donald Trump is beating him at number one.
Trumping him.
But listen to that. But that of that list, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Terry McAuliffe, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Elizabeth Warren, are all Democrats.
Yeah.
Only one Republican on the list, Donald Trump, and Bill Cosby, I'm guessing he's not a Republican. But I'm guessing it doesn't make much difference what his stripes are at this point.
He's in
but
trouble, is what he is.
Remember, this is the talk radio countdown.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And talk radio is going to talk about these people.
Well, but it's interesting that there's so many Democrats that are on. This is the first time the reason I made the. I've been doing this countdown for 14, 15 years. Is it because we're talking about them or with them? And in this circumstance, I think Richie's right. We're talking about them. 28 after the hour here on the countdown on Good Day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 minutes after the hour now. Countdown Show focuses every week on what the big issues, the stories, the topics, the people that have made it big in the news talk radio circles. And so I decided a while back to change up the way we're doing it because I have a lot of talent on the Good Day program with me. Victoria Keevan is here, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. So I thought maybe because we are all seasoned talk radio professionals that we could add our own sort of mix to the conversation, and it gave us something different to talk about because, frankly, the Good Day program is not all about much of this. Admittedly, we are focused because of the time of day we're on things that are different. That doesn't mean these things are not important to the people who are listening to the program. So now, as a part of the program, it seems that we do ourselves well, and you, hopefully, as a listener of the program, by going through these stories, having you become familiar with them, and comparing them later on during the day to some of the other shows that you're listening to, how well do these lists stack up? You can see them, by the way, at talkers.com, and I believe, Victoria, we still post them at DougSteffen.com, although we've had a lot of changes there, and I can't say that, so I might as well ask.
I will look into that.
I
do not know the answer.
Yeah, not a bad thing to post them. We sound silly because we don't know what's on our own website, so I admit to being silly or not sounding like we know what the heck we're doing. In that regard, I find the website to be a moving target because more and more we're spending time with social media, Twitter, at Good Day Show, fabulous connections to people discussing some of the issues that are important to them, Instagram.com/Good Day Show, Twitter, as I said, at Good Day Show, and Facebook.com/Good Day. So let me just go through the issues again so you have a handle on how the top 10 shape up for this week, the last full week of May 2016. Sports talk radio, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. The only comment I make about that, and I do the same thing every year, as we get to the end of May and the 1st of June, it just seems entirely inappropriate for that stuff to still be being played, because I can't imagine anybody has any real interest.
Come on.
Man.
Hockey playoffs this year are better than ever.
Yeah. Really? You're a hockey fan, too?
Always awesome. Yeah.
The two of you. What's your New York Islanders? Is that your team?
That's my boyfriend's team. We're a mixed couple. I'm a Ranger fan, and he's we have a complicated relationship.
I see that. Yes, right.
Once the Capitals were out, I was done.
But Jennifer loves Los Angeles Kings.
I sure do. Love them.
All right, the Celtics
from that Stanley Cup
in the playoffs. So the Celtics, who's in the playoffs in the NBA this year? Anybody that
Golden State? I don't follow basketball.
Golden State is trying to save themselves.
Really? From what?
Which is a California team. Yeah.
From
elimination. All right, number nine on the story list this week: Bill Cosby and his. What in the world is his wife thinking? That's all I can.
Save the cash flow is what she's thinking. Cha-ching.
All right. How could you, though, under the overwhelming weight? Were there 50 women? So let's just say only half of them.
But she knew about this. Please.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She knows
this was an arranged deal.
You think?
You think she's calling Hillary Clinton for advice?
Probably not. But thanks for the suggestion, Richie. Number eight. The Freddie Gray acquittal of the officer as they go into their sixth charge. This is the second one. There are four more. I got it wrong, apparently, this week. I was talking about this earlier on. I think, Victoria, you and I were. I don't know if, Jen, you were in on the conversation or not.
I was.
You were. Okay. So you remember that we I thought it was they were taking the easiest ones first and then the ones that would be most difficult to deal with in terms of what the public was going to say about him, the ones that seemed to be more guilty, or looked like they were more guilty, take him at the end. Apparently, I was wrong. It's the other way around.
Yeah, these are the ones that they thought would be the slam dunk convictions, sort of.
But next up comes the driver, and that's the one who's actually charged with
that'll be interesting.
Manslaughter, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's a sad reality. It really is.
And Marilyn Mosby, who's the DA, is now looking at her own lawsuit because she's going after these police officers and their pensions for wrongdoing that it really seemed more like a witch hunt and a starting of a movement more than the actual conviction of a crime. And that's going to be problematic,
Let me tell you something. If one of these guys doesn't get convicted of something, they're going to burn down that brand new CVS they just rebuilt.
But how ridiculous is that? Is that what we come to?
Is that
you're being blackmailed by a town saying, you know, we're going to burn something down if you don't convict somebody?
Isn't somebody guilty of something?
No, someone is not. Someone does not have to be guilty of something, Doug.
Really?
This could have been an accident. I mean, you have a lot of what ifs.
Could have been.
The history of Freddie Gray hurting himself in police custody.
Not to be disrespectful, but the history of Baltimore, I lived there for a while. It is a chump change city with white officers, way too many of them in comparison to the black population.
Half of the police department is completely integrated.
I'm not saying
the mayor's
some
black.
Of them are black, but,
police chief
but that's
is black.
Hello, can I finish what I was saying?
No, I'm just giving you the facts.
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is the kind of rancor that exists between the white police and the black police. The white people live in the city, and the black people live in the city. At some point in time, and I used Baltimore as an example. You can do Ferguson. How many other of these cities do we have this past
every
year?
City.
And it's the same business of racist stuff on both sides. The whites don't like the blacks. The blacks don't like the whites. At some point, unless we want to destroy our country, we got to figure out it's the same thing as Republicans and Democrats we were talking about before. Everybody's got their own turf. They don't want to give in. They don't want to change. I'm right. You're wrong. And this whipsaw doesn't work anymore. It can't. There's too many people here.
It's
interesting. You got to figure it out.
I ran across an organization this week called unhyphenatedamerica.com.
Thank you.
And they are all about the cultural division that is created when we have laws that help us to keep from discrimination of one sector of our community. And what it does is it places us all in our own little pods against each other instead of just all being one person created.
We used to be a melting pot, now we're a mosaic.
Right.
It's a different
But see, I feel like we've been a melting pot where nothing's ever melted. You know? know, it's. I feel like that everyone says that, but nothing's ever really melted.
You know, if you think about it, in the 1800s and early 1900s, the Italian neighborhood, the Irish neighborhood, the Polish neighborhood.
It's something to what Victoria says. Yeah, something to what she says.
They all hate each other. But it's also a little self-imposing. I mean, you just brought it up, Rich. I mean, when I go to New York or when I go into Los Angeles, there's Little Armenia, there's Chinatown, there's, you know,
Koreatown, for God's sakes, in L.A.
Why? That makes me feel excluded.
I watch my
kids. Even Doug's cows like to live together according to their colors, right?
They do. That's true. You learned that lesson well.
It's funny, though. I watch my kids growing up in a very diverse community. We have lots of Korean, lots of Indian, Spanish. Oh,
yeah. You don't even have to go outside the house. Look at how diverse your family is, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go out the outside, right?
Exactly. Even my dogs are Spanish.
Yeah, right. Well, so anyway, the point I'm trying to make, I don't want to belabor this, but the trouble that we have here, and you just sort of rang the bell with me, Victoria, by what you said, and originally, I think we all said the same thing in a different way. You go back to the history of this country, the racism, the segregation, the slave trade, the way forever Jews have been discounted in our society. The Italians didn't like the Irish. They used to have unbelievable wars within the communities that they lived. So it isn't just, it hasn't always been just color or religion. Sometimes it's just nationality. And it is, why, what is God or whatever the ultimate intelligence is trying to teach us in terms of trying to get along? It's baffling.
In a thousand years, we'll all be beige and it won't matter.
Yeah, I think
people find comfort in being with like people. I mean, sadly, that may not be the most popular thing. We want to force everybody together. I think the idea is not to force everybody together, but to just get along together, you know?
All right, here's what we're going to do from now on. We're going to form our own club, Jennifer, with people who eat at Big Boy. And we'll have a war with the people that eat at Wendy's.
Right.
We don't like people that eat at Wendy's. We're not going to talk to people that eat at Wendy's. And better yet, the people that eat at McDonald's should not talk to people that eat at Burger King. Stop it.
Turf war.
It's awful.
Which club are you in, by
the way? How dare you?
The Big Boy.
I'm not in either of those clubs.
We're in the Big Boy club.
I'm in the Wendy's club, actually.
Yeah,
I don't eat at Big Boy.
What about you, Victoria? She's probably in the deli, the corner.
I mean,
deli.
In New York City, we don't have fast food really around.
No, you don't. There's no. Are there any McDonald's at all in New York?
There are a few. Times Square.
Definitely Times Square.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll go from...
So I guess I have to start my own club on my own island.
Right, exactly.
Okay. We'll come and visit.
Speaking of islands and clubs and stuff, the TSA next up in our scrutiny here on the Good Day version of this week's Countdown.
Hey, kids, what do you want to do on vacation this summer?
Wrestle alligators.
What?
I just want to sleep in.
That I can handle. America's Best Value and Reward Program gives us late checkout, room upgrade, and a 15% discount, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Inn is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,200 hotels across North America.
More spots near alligators.
Dad, just go to VantageHotels.com.
Later, Gator.
A recent survey from Smithfield shows 89% think grilling is a great American pastime. Since peak grilling season starts off on Memorial Day, now's your chance to put your skills to test in the first ever Smithfield Hog Wild Throwdown. Tuffy Stone, award-winning pitmaster and founder of the barbecue team Cool Smoke, says it all starts with the right ingredients.
The secret to making this your best grilling season is to make sure you're using premium cuts of fresh pork. One of my favorites is Smithfield Extra Tender Back ribs, because they're hand trimmed and juicy. So all I need to do is add some of my favorite rub and they're good to go.
Stone and fellow award winning pitmaster Mo Kaysen are asking you to grill, vote, or play for your chance to win a Ford F-150 this grilling season.
If you love barbecue like we do, we want you to submit your favorite fresh pork grilling recipe using tenderloins, ribs, chops, or shoulders. Pork is great because there's so much you can do with it. We can't wait to see the recipes roll in.
Learn more at SmithfieldThrowdown.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from
plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
The way to peace is through strength. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Retired Alan West, Executive Director of the National Center for Policy Analysis. In the war of words this election year, we must not lose sight of our commitment to peace in our time. How is that achieved? Empty rhetoric is not a strategy. It may appear noble, but in the end, there is only one thing an enemy respects, regards, and understands. That is strength. Fellow patriots, help us stop Washington from further gutting our military force. Congress votes on the National Defense Authorization Act this year. We ask you to stand up and speak out for a strong and economically efficient military force to defend the United States. Go to ncpa.org and sign the petition to provide for the common defense now and prevent more devastating cuts to our military funding. Support our troops and our nation's security. It's your country, and I'm Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Talk Radio Countdown Show in review. Doug Steffen here, so that you remember. I think oftentimes, because I'm so used to talking about all of these things, I forget that you don't listen to every word that comes out of my mouth or out of the mouths of some of your favorite talk radio people. So let me review for you. What Talker says is the list of the top stories for this week, counting them down in order. What's going on in the world of sports talk radio, the NBA, the NHL playoffs, hot stuff. Number nine, Bill Cosby, standing trial. Is something going to happen? Something would seem would need to happen. Number eight, Freddie Gray and the acquittal of the second police officer there. The TSA, the battle against Daesh, number six. Egypt Air crash investigation is five. Number four, the Texas federal transgender suit. Number three, what's going on with the Chinese. Number two, Clinton email. And number one, the presidential race here on the countdown. 47 after the hour, in-store, online, the Good Day program focused on this week's stories from the Talker's Countdown. And I promise we talk about the TSA. I am not objective, and it's people say, oh, you're not fair to them. So I'm going to be quiet on this, and I'll let Victoria, Jennifer, and Richie. Because these guys just so send me. This is one comment is this has to do with leadership. The leader's job is to observe, find out what's really going on, and engage a team that fixes problems. They've been analyzing these jerks for years.
But let me throw another rub at you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
None of the airlines will come off of their baggage fees to help create less bags going through security.
Right. Yeah.
If people were to check more bags, it would increase the lines.
Yeah, that's true.
And none of the Delta's nope.
Americans just kicked $4 million into the mess at LAX is so bad that Americans going to pay $4 million to
which is
rebuild.
A drop in the bucket compared to what they're making on the baggage fees.
On the baggage fees.
But to give it back to the TSA for a second, you know, I know I have global entry and pre-check, and I think you guys do too. I'm not sure if you do, Victoria.
Yeah.
But you pay $85 for that, or maybe more if you get both services, I think, combined. Do you know that they've been closing down those lines because they're short of staffers, so they're moving? Yeah. So what you pay for, then you just have to get right back in the regular line for?
LAX are notorious for that. They did that last time I was in.
It's nearly impossible for them to fire anybody to make changes. They just keep everybody on board. They just move people around. It's like the Catholic Church.
More people, more money. and nothing gets fixed. That's a very apt way of looking at it. Yep. All right, continuing on with our countdown overview, 50 minutes after the hour. Okay, here we are on the countdown with a review of the people, the fascination that I have in understanding that of the top 10,
8 of them are prominent Democrats, 1 prominent Republican, and then there's Bill Cosby. Okay, so let me give you the list in order of the people that, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, have made it big in discussion circles this week. Bill Cosby at number 10, Senator Elizabeth Warren, number 9, Edward Nero, number 8, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Maybe I should just do a D after the people who are Democrats. Terry McAuliffe is number 6, D. Bernie Sanders, number 5, D. Bill Clinton, number 4, D. Hillary Clinton, number 3, D. Barack Obama, number 2, D. Donald Trump, Rhino, Republican, in name only. Is that really true, or does he hold some? I think he holds a lot of traditional Republican beliefs, not necessarily a lot of the current ones in terms of social legislation. So that's it. The people in review on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a special overview of items that are of interest for Memorial Day. If you will, the top questions. The Countdown Show is all about the top issues of the week. So let's do the top reasons for us to think about Memorial Day. What is Memorial Day? First question that gets asked by a lot of people listening to radio programs like this is, and I find this hard to believe, people still wonder whether this is a federal holiday. Memorial Day is always observed on the last Monday of May. It's a federal holiday declared by an act of Congress back in 1971 that honors all men and women who have died in service to our country. So it is absolutely a federal holiday. The second question that I hear often each year when I do a radio broadcast, because the Good Day program is on live, many of these same stations carry the program live on the holidays, whereas there is a local show I may be on earlier, and then there's a local show. Well, on Memorial Day and other holidays, people don't work. So I'll be on the air live on Memorial Day to discuss some of these issues, including, again, back to the question, how did Memorial Day start? It originated in 1882, focused on those who had died in military service during the Civil War. It was aimed at unifying the country, whether it really did help unify the country or not. I'm now trying to remember whether there are soldiers that wore the gray uniform and the blue uniform. buried at Arlington National Cemetery, and I must tell you, I don't know. The interesting thing about that question is that Arlington National Cemetery was built on Robert E. Lee's plantation in Arlington, Virginia. Whether you knew that or you didn't know that, the house, the big house that's on the top of the hill above where Kennedy's body is and the eternal flame is the old Robert E. Lee mansion. And that's what looks down upon the cemetery, which makes it very interesting if there are only blue soldiers who are buried there. All right, so there's another question that's answered for you. Another item that seems to get people very interested, poems that honor Memorial Day. There are a number of them. Freedom Is Not Free by Kelly Strong is the one that comes to my mind. Memorial Day, another one by C.W. Johnson. These poems honor fallen soldiers by recognizing their sacrifice and giving thanks. So those are kind of cool. The question about whether Memorial Day and Veterans Day are the same. Let me clarify that. That's what we're doing here in the countdown, clarifying some of the questions that get frequently asked at Memorial Day. What's the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? Memorial Day is for those who are dead. Veterans Day is for those who are alive. That was what I was taught in third or fourth grade when we first started talking about it. It's a shame these things are not really taught in school. I'm one who believes that the public school education ought to continue on these days. Days like we have too many holidays in our country, in my opinion. So Veterans Day ought to be a regular working day and a school day. Same with Memorial Day. So that you could build on the knowledge, the experiences, the thoughts, what it was that was important about Memorial Day. And you go into all of the lessons of wars, what we've learned, people that are dying or have died for our country. And then you look at the merits of war. Maybe this would teach people to not be so eager for us to go to war, or in general, the human condition seems to lend itself for us fighting with each other. And when you look at the body count after all of the wars that we've been in, you'd think somebody would say, wait a minute, isn't this kind of foolish? What are we, especially we look at the recent wars that we haven't won. We've just wasted lives in Vietnam, wasted lives in Iraq, wasted lives in Afghanistan. These men and women who put themselves in there, volunteer to help protect the country. And you hear these people, he's fighting for our country. What's the fight in Iraq? There's no fight in Iraq that involves us. Same thing is true in Afghanistan. Anyway, I'm getting off on a toot. The difference between Memorial Day, again, and Veterans Day. On Veterans Day, we are supposed to honor those people who are still alive and who are wearing the uniform of our country. And it's amazing what I find, more than anything else that's amazing, not about the confusion that people don't seem to have a handle on what Memorial Day and Veterans Day is, the differences, but that they come so quickly. Veterans Day is in November. So this weekend is Memorial Day. You see how quickly the time flies from now, the 4th of July, Labor Day, and then into Veterans Day. It's mind-boggling how the time goes so quickly. So, anyway, I thought I'd give you a few items of interest, things that are commonly asked of me as a radio person on the air on Memorial Day. I hope I've answered some questions and you feel good about the knowledge that you have that you didn't have a few minutes ago here. Courtesy of us here on the Talk Radio Review, I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special, their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. guns80.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.